What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with BDC. What's up?
What up, what up? Slow week.
Man. slow week. That's all right. We're gonna put something together. We're going to get it together, man.
It's funny. Football has been cracking more this week than video game world.
Well, it's football season, man, you know? All right, man. So before we get into all that, you know, this Audio Oddity, you can find us everywhere. And make sure, man, y'all show the YouTube some love. Go like, share the videos, and subscribe and all that stuff. We still there. So, yeah, make sure y'all showing the YouTube some love.
And drop a comment.
Drop a comment. Oh, yeah. BDC, love like the comments. Drop a comment. Make sure you drop
that's
a comment.
Important, you know, that's, drop them comments.
He right. Drop a comment. Right? We'll answer you back, you know, whatever.
If
it can be any comment.
Yeah. Let us know. You know, we wrong. Sometimes.
That's it. We all about the argument too. We'll argue with you if you want. It don't matter. Just drop a comment. All right, man. So, what's been going on this week, man? What's been going on in gaming? The biggest thing I say is Stadia. So.
Well, for me, it's been that Splatoon all day.
Okay,
we'll Splatoon. And we'll, what's to come?
We'll you
know,
talk. That's okay,
I've been in the back of my head. I just been like, okay, Batman, Call of Duty, Ghostbusters. You know, just thinking yeah. like that. You know,
we'll talk Splatoon when we get into what we've been playing. But I meant news wise. I guess the biggest news this week was Stadia. Stadia
some
shut down.
Complaining about Sony.
Yeah, Stadia shut down.
Is that official?
It's official. No, it's gone. Stadia is gone. They're done. I think they gave a date. Hold on. They gave a date to it. I don't see if I can find a date, but I think they gave a date like when they're like done.
Is anybody crying about that or?
Well, kinda, I guess. I'm gonna keep it real. I thought Stadia been gone. Like, I'm not even gonna front.
I knew Stadium was kind of done when they started giving it a free, like away for free.
Yeah, like I mean, I didn't think it was like
controller.
Yeah, I didn't think it was like officially done, of course, because like nobody said nothing. But I mean, I just figured nobody was playing it, so therefore, you know,
I don't think it has to be done. I think they just choosing just to like just quit it because you can always continue that.
Well, okay, so I also heard some people across Twitter blaming Xbox. Like, they was blaming, like, the cloud, Xbox cloud service or something for, like, killing Stadia. Like, and also I heard a rumor, which I think this is purely a rumor. I don't think there's no truth to this at all, that Stadia was going to get in on, get with Sony about trying to stop the Activision deal or whatever.
Here we go.
That's just a rumor. It's just a rumor. Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Apparently,
I saw that on the dark corners of Twitter. What?
I hear is another rumor that it's a date, really, apparently, where we're going to know for sure when, you know, that deal is going to close. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So
I think it was like in.
It was a November something, right? Or,
yeah. Well, it got the go ahead in like another country or something they was talking about. And then, I think it's in the process now of where they're either going to say, yes, we're moving forward with this, or no, we need to review it some more. So I don't know when that process ends or whatever. But yeah, it was rumors of Stadia blaming, you know, Google blaming, you know, Xbox or Microsoft.
Might be some jealousy because of that, you know, Microsoft is fully behind that, that new handheld console, the streaming, you know, they're fully behind that.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
you know, I hate that I don't remember the name.
The Logitech G, I think it's called.
Yeah, they're already promoting it already, so yep. Maybe it's some jealousy there a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, they are promoting it. They pushing it hard. I mean, it was. I even saw one article. I didn't even know this when it came out because remember we read the original article and we kind of laughed it off, but. I didn't even know this one came out, but like some of them say it was like in collaboration with Microsoft, like they collabed with them on it to make like a pretty much an Xbox handheld, you know what I mean? Like, so they can, you know, Game Pass handheld.
That's an easy way to like unofficially have a handheld console, getting yourself back in the handheld, well, not back, but getting yourself in the handheld business
because they never actually, Xbox never actually made a handheld console.
And but, I believe they said years ago that they wasn't, you know, they wasn't into it.
Yeah, but I mean, they figured if somebody else doing it, why not? We throw Game Pass on there, we give y'all a little backing. Why not, you know? So, and that might got something smart to do with that $350 or whatever it was, that crazy price tag.
Yeah, was, $350, apparently went to $300 to $250.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, you was telling me before this, they keep dropping and dropping the price on that thing. I saw it. Right now, it's at Best Buy for $300 right now, which is, I think that's ridiculous.
A lot of people I know just feels very high. Agree with that price.
Yeah.
If I want the price right, more people will get it.
Yeah. Like, I think $200 max.
A lot of people don't really want a game, you know, with Game Pass games on their phone. You know, I
tweet. No. And Instagram, it's, I mean, you ever tried to play, phone. You ever tried to play some on your phone? It's awkward. And I know they got the controller attachments, but like, so in my case, right? I got a phone, my phone, I use my phone as my wallet. So I got like a wallet case. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not going to take off my wallet case, hook up all these controllers and, you know, and all that to it. And then
you're going to be on there playing some Forza.
Yeah, exactly. And then when I get done, I got to put back on the case and I'm not going to do all that. So I would buy this, this little Game Pass handheld. Like, I would have no problem buying it at $150, maybe even $200, maybe. That's a strong maybe. I'll feel,
I
more
think 200 be a good spot, yeah. Like 199.
I feel real good around 100, but I know they ain't gonna let it go that low. But that's where I feel real good at. But 150,
it's crazy. 200. I like to speak to like the creators or president or whoever, and just wonder why is it, like, is the technology in it that crazy, or
why is it so expensive?
Why is it that much? Why is it
I don't know.
Much?
It's just
you ain't putting nothing in.
You
it.
Ain't you even putting no nothing on it. You know, it's internet. You pay for the internet at your house. So
yeah, I just like to get, maybe if they put it out there, why, and people will understand. Maybe, like, you know, if you put it on, you know, you put it out there. Okay, this got this technology and this is why it runs 12 hours, and you know it got this and that. And then you'll understand that,
you know. And full disclosure here, you know, I haven't watched like all the videos on it, so I don't know if it has like any kind of special things it does besides streaming. But from what I understand, all it does is stream games. Like, that's it. Like, I don't know anything else that it does. So I don't know.
It's almost like a toy, you know, when you go into the toy section, and you, like, you see this toy for $30, this action figure, and you just buy it. You just buy it. You don't know why. It looks cool. You know, it'll be a collector one day. You just buy it. And, you know, it's plastic.
I don't know.
Toy is another action figure that costs $10.
But I can see me picking up one of these things. But actually, you know, I really can't see me picking up one unless it go down, like, drastically in price. Because
it will.
I would get a, I want a Steam Deck. Like, but a Steam Deck, I know it costs a lot more, but I can download games to a Steam Deck and stream games on a Steam Deck. You know what I mean? It does both.
Yeah.
So I'd rather go ahead and say, you know, put 300.
And you already got a library if you got a computer already.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather go ahead and put 300 more, you know, with that and just go ahead and get it, you know, get the second tier Steam Deck.
The only thing about that is some people have with the Steam Deck is the size, though. I know there's a lot of people that
don't
like the size.
But that never bothered me with the size of stuff. I mean, you know, that don't bother me too much. But yeah, I'd rather get a Steam Deck than this. But at like, you know, 150, 100, I could see this good for just laying around the house, you know, whatever, you know. I don't know. But anyway, so goodbye Stadia. It was a good run, I guess. I don't know nobody actually played a Stadia. You play Stadia? You ever played any? I heard they was giving it away for free for a while.
I wasn't even interested in it at all.
Yeah, I heard they was like giving it away for free for a while. You can just get it with like just absolutely free. I think my phone company, Verizon, I want to say they was giving it away with like something like you can just get free Stadia or whatever. But I don't know. I just didn't. It never caught on for me. I don't think like many times it's been talked about, the infrastructure is there for just full streaming games yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, goodbye Stadia. So long. I hope all those people, you know, all those developers and stuff that probably lost their jobs are going to, you know, land on their feet and everything. All right. What's next I got, man? You see that Last of Us trailer?
Yeah, it looks very good, and I trust HBO. I've been watching everything on HBO. I've been watching the rap shit, the Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah,
you know, just everything been on there pretty good. I watched, and the only problem I have with this is the obvious is how Elliot looked. But I mean, if she kills the role, you know, I have no issue with that. But you know, I noticed you can't always get somebody looking exactly for the role, and then if you do get them, are they as good as the actors, you know?
Yeah,
and stuff like that too. So maybe, you know, they know something, you know. Well, they do, they probably know something we don't know. So, you know, it's easier said than done. Like, hey, get somebody to look like this person. Like, hey, you can go down the street or the mall and look, get somebody to look like her, but can she act? You know, that's the question. So I think it's more than just people just need to just calm down and relax and just watch it, you know, see if they like go from there, you know.
Yeah, I think it's gonna succeed, you know. I mean, you know,
it gave me creepy vibes watching it, especially the end, you know.
I don't like the game. I mean, I personally don't play the game, so I watch the show.
One of the greatest games.
that's the greatest franchise. That's what everybody keeps saying.
It's definitely up there. It's the gameplay, the shooting, is everything is just so
good. And I'm not knocking it. It just wasn't for me. It just wasn't for me. I went on there and watched like the YouTube videos.
Everybody don't like that Walking Dead type world, you know.
Yeah. I went on there and watched like the YouTube cutscenes of it. You know, I watched it. But so I watched the show. I'll give it some play. Trailer looked cool.
If you don't like the game that much, you really sure ain't gonna like the show.
I think so, because I like The Walking Dead, and I like when I went and just watched the cutscenes of the game.
What you like then? You don't like the gameplay?
I just don't like the gameplay of the game. Like, I just don't. I, whenever I play it, I get bored and I don't feel it. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I really don't. I'd rather sit here and watch this take place than actually have to do it. That's the way I feel about that game.
I get caught playing that game with the looks and graphics. The graphics is crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It looks.
I hear those developers was like going through hell when they made that game. Like they say, like 24 hours. Some of them was around the clock. Like you could tell in the detail of that game. Like you just look at the walls and the detail and the facial expressions and.
Yeah, it looked. I would never doubt. It looks real good. I'm never gonna talk about how it looks.
I'm just not a big fan of that price tag. Which, you know what. What are you talking about right now? Because I really, you know, we'll talk about it later on. I do got something really big. The biggest news of the week. All right.
So last thing I got is slow news. Like I said, slow news week was this PlayStation loyalty program. You know, somebody dug into it or saw it or whatever on the PlayStation that they have. So it's four tiers to it, four levels you can make. Well, they have a fifth level they call the diamond or something. And so in this level, though, you know, everything was cool. That's cool. You know, you want to have a level up there. But somebody noticed it said better customer support on that level. So it was like it became kind of outraged, like, you know, like, really, we're going to hide good customer support behind a paywall. You know, I got to pay for you. You know, I bought your product. Now I got to pay you to support, you know, to get good service. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm probably not going to do none of the reward stuff and all that anyway. So it really probably don't mean that much to me. But, you know, and like you had brought up before, we were just talking offline about how, like, you know, Xbox does similar things about, you know, shipping and, you know, you know, you pay a little more, you get better shipping and all this for loyalty programs and all that. But I just don't want it to be like you call up, hey, my Xbox is, can I get some? And they like, hold on, let me check your level. Nah, we good. We don't know what to do. We can't help you, you know, something like that.
I don't think it's like that. I think it's basically like a work phone, private phone thing. I think this is like, you know, they got more urgency for certain, you know,
like,
for that.
Like Amazon Prime.
Yeah, they bet not mean customer service, like actual attitude and people. I'm pretty sure they mean like faster. Yeah. They should have maybe worded it
faster. They worded it better. That's probably what it was.
You know, the person wasn't thinking when they worded it and it just rubbed people the wrong way. Hey, if you buy this service for this amount of money, you know, you get better customer service. People think right off the bat. So what, you gonna get somebody lazy or about to get fired at the company?
Yeah, I know, right?
This person gonna get somebody that's a manager earlier.
Right. They're like, hold
they
on.
I mean, just quicker. Oh,
they're like, you level two? Hold on, let me transfer you.
They probably got dedicated. They probably mean where they got dedicated lines, but I mean, you can't really put that in an ad. Hey, you know, you get this tier, you get faster connect. Yeah. Or they could have just gave it like a like tech support, like faster tech support or something, or
press one.
I know this tech support is a lot better for a lot of companies. I do. Like if I had a problem with my T-Mobile phone, and I just went online and just did the tech support, a lot better than waiting on the phone 20, 30 minutes listening to that whack music. And
yeah, press one if you're level two. Press two, and then like, everything cheap, so all of them put you on hold. But
you know what? Let me go.
Oh yeah, yeah. You go ahead. You go ahead and get in and stuff, man. Because I'm out. I'm tapped over here. I got nothing else.
Okay, so you got your computer in front of you. I know. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't even need your computer in front of you for this article right here. Okay, so the biggest news of the week I seen that I was gonna talk about, then I forgot, and then you just reminded me, and I can't believe you missed it. Was you know you got a Switch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so. They just released Microsoft released Elden Ring for the Switch. Bethesda yeah. on that. They make those games. They just released that game.
You're thinking of, Skyrim. Okay, I know what you're talking
Skyrim
about.
Skyrim or Elden Ring? Skyrim or Elden
so
Ring?
They released Skyrim at full price. 16.
This game, older game.
Yeah, this game. Older game by yes. Way. Are we talking about the original Skyrim? This is Skyrim 20.
Didn't they put a name on it, though. They put a name on it, like the special edition.
Well, it's like the Skyrim Anniversary Edition, I think it's called.
Yeah, the Anniversary Edition.
And I think they priced this at $69.99.
$69.99. No promotion.
Nothing. Just dropped. They ghost dropped it. They shadow dropped. Shadow dropped the game at $69.99. Yeah, that is something.
A lot of people are worried that other companies might follow suit, you know, because if they can get away with themselves.
You know what, though? You know, I thought about it. When it happened, I read it, and I was like, damn, that's messed up. But then I said, you know what? That's your fault. If you buy that, that's your fault. That ain't got nothing.
A lot of people I see complaining about it is the ones that are talking about buying it, too.
Right? Man, yeah, that's your fault. Why?
It's messed up.
Why?
It's just messed up.
Man, they got Skyrims on everything. It is not a lack of Skyrim out here in these streets. You could throw a rock and hit a copy of Skyrim anywhere.
And you can't really, what's the name? You can't really like touch it up that much because it's on Switch.
Man, you can go down to your local.
Run at 35 frames.
That's right. You can go down to your local pawn shop and pick up a copy of Skyrim for about $10. It's like, what are we doing?
I heard it come with some skins and stuff like that, but nothing justified $75 or $70. Nah.
Switch games don't even cost that much, huh? Aren't Switch games still $59.99?
Ain't nothing on Switch $69. Unless it's a special edition or $100 or something like that. I think it's $700, but that's the regular special edition like it is on every system.
Yeah. So
that's a default game. Like what I mean by default mean is just like that's the regular game of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's just online too. You can't buy it physical or nothing like that.
So I don't know the reasons behind this or why it costs so much or whatever. But the bottom line is that you cannot blame the company for this one. This is your fault as a consumer.
It's called testing the water. They threw that fish hook in there and see. They like, oh shoot, we got a live one.
And if you bite on this, then you are part of the problem. If you bite on this one, you are part of the problem. So if this does a little bit well. Don't y'all be mad.
Keep my eye on. Hopefully we talk about it next week. I want to see them sell. Hopefully they get some sales on it because I'm curious to see. Give it a week and see.
I'm telling you. If this sells just a little bit, I don't want to see nothing later on when they be like, we got Fallout coming out for Switch
special edition. You know what? And if it sells very good, expect NBA maybe to go up to 79 or 69 too, because NBA is 69 on regular on the next gen console.
Yeah. So my advice to people out there, if you're listening, do not buy this. Do not buy this. Don't even go look at it. It's no reason. It's no reason to buy this. No reason. You can find they have Skyrim. You can buy a physical copy of Skyrim on Switch. I used to have it. And let me tell you something. It's not that great. It is not that great. The graphics are lower. The only benefit to it, you get to play like Skyrim on the go, you know? But I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's what I was telling my friend. That might be one of the reasons why, but
is nah, that really nah. But I'm pretty sure you can find, go on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, and you can find a copy of Skyrim for Switch physically for about $25 if you really have to play Skyrim like that. But don't go out there and buy those. That's just stupid. A $69 special. Man, and no game on Switch is worth $69. Like,
only game I would consider
maybe Breath of the Wild.
The closest games I would pay for are the Nintendo games, because those are the games are like Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, yeah, Mario Kart, yeah.
But day one, not now.
And that's another thing. If Nintendo see this sell well, how much you think the next Mario Kart might cost? You know what I mean? Oh, they'll pay that. Guess what they'll pay for this? Mario Kart 9. You know what I mean?
They paying for Skyrim, you know.
Don't y'all fall for
Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2, or whatever.
Don't be out here. Don't fall for the okie doke, people. Don't fall for the okie doke. That's all I gotta say about that one.
Did you see that one game? Talk about, I don't know if you've seen it though. The finals.
The finals.
It's a shooter, a big shooter. It's going in the alpha game. They got an alpha gameplay trailer.
What's different about it?
It's like a it's just a shooter, but it's like destructible environments and stuff like that. It's coming
the finals
PC, but it's going to console too.
Okay.
Some other quick news is if you got Game Pass, Grounded.
Yeah, Grounded. Full release. Full release. I haven't played the full release, but me and my kids played a lot of the beta when it was around. And yeah. we always have fun like just playing it and stuff. Yeah, I seen it got good reviews.
Story to it.
Yeah, it has a story mode. You can play it by yourself, and it's a story mode. I was listening to Snowbike Mike, kind of funny, and he was playing it. He said that he played this. I never played that game by myself, but he said he was playing it by himself, and he said it's okay, but like you could tell it's meant to be played with friends, like so they can be doing stuff while you.
I hear
stuff
it's really, really hard if you don't play with friends. Like, yeah, it's harder. I hear those spiders and stuff are no joke by yourself.
So the one thing they did have in the beta I thought was good, and for people that are scared of spiders, I'm not scared of spiders, but I know a lot of people are, you can turn off the spiders. They had
arachnophobia like mug. I hear you can edit the whole game, though. My friend said you can edit like bugs, and you can make them friendly where no bugs attack you.
Oh, okay,
you
know,
you can play with the settings all kind of ways.
I probably will jump back into it. Yeah, I think me and the kids probably jump back into this since the main version's out. I'm pretty sure it's totally different from what we played originally. You know,
yeah, they say it's a story. All the reviews has been like really, really big. Like, you know, for it. And, you know, if you like bugs and you can play with all that stuff, you know, big creepy spiders and bees, and it's good. I mean, I hear it's good.
But we used to have fun with
bugs
that
and stuff like that. You got to wear masks and stuff. And
yeah, we used to have fun with that game. So I haven't downloaded.
I was like,
it
just
yet.
Break in the house and just steal get Ray.
It's the breaking house, get Ray. Yeah, we haven't played it yet. I'm gonna be real. I haven't played on Game Pass, and it's been over a month probably. I've been playing PlayStation a lot.
Let me ask you one thing. You know, since you know you like Xbox more than I do, have you seen the free games of the month?
Man, I don't. Even,
nobody's talking about.
I don't even bother anymore. They need to just stop that. They need to just that needs
the
to go away.
Game Pass kind of cancels it.
Yeah, they need to just go away. Just add new games to Game Pass and call it a day. Stop with these free games. Nobody wants that trash.
I was like, huh?
What? Yeah, I don't even know what it is, but I'm pretty sure PlayStation been killing it. They got another good round this month.
I wanted to buy Hot Wheels. When
Hot Wheels Unleashed, man. I wanted to play that too, but I just wanted to spend the money on it. But
Injustice,
I'm happy to get
that,
it.
Though. They just threw that out there. Though. What is? Injustice, that was one of the other free games.
Yeah, man. It seemed like they didn't gave that away like before a couple of times.
Like Microsoft is giving these games away. People. I mean, I never heard of some of these free play games. I don't even hardly know where to go at.
I don't even know why they even bother. That's because if the game is any good, they're going to put it on Game Pass. That's why. I mean, you know, so they need to, I don't know, do away with that. And, you know, I don't know what they can do, but with gold or offer some other perks maybe or something. I don't know. But they really need to work on that gold option as far as giving away games or whatever. And it might be the thing that the answer to it might be just be, you know, no more gold. You know what I mean? No more, you know, just stop it. I mean, why not? All right, man.
I wanted to give a what's the name before we get into the what we've been playing. I want to give a shout out to listeners and everybody in Florida.
Oh, the hurricane.
Going through a whole lot of stuff. And if you listening to this podcast, you know, thank you. And you know, for the I hear it's been crazy with the stuff going on. It's affected everything.
Has.
You know,
it
sports,
really has.
Wrestling, you know, just everything. You know, so you know, if you're listening to this podcast out there, you know, be safe.
Yep,
And,
keep
I
your
don't
head
want to
up.
get too much into it. I just know, I spend a lot. I got people out there too, that mark safe and, some friends on Xbox and different, family and stuff like that. So, but it's never going to be the same out there. It's crazy for a while.
Yeah.
I see some, one last thing before we get into it, I see some people making fun of it. Like the internet, man, sometimes it's so bad.
Oh,
like,
man, the internet's. Man, the other
my
night.
My friend was from Ohio. They always make fun of Ohio. He was like, Florida's make, Florida, whatever, people from Florida make fun of Ohio when we have blizzards and, blizzard storms. They laugh at us and be like, I'm at the beach. I'm looking at y'all laughing now. I'm at the lake. I'm looking like.
Look, let's make that very clear, man. It's it is not cool to make fun of anybody in the midst of a natural disaster. And yes, the internet is a cruel, cruel place, man. I was watching.
Yeah, like, it's different in the snow. What, like we in the snow chilling, but
what Thursday night
dying like that.
Thursday night football. I was watching Thursday night football and watched Tua, a Miami quarterback, take a devastating hit. And I mean, the way his hands went and all that, and it looked like the man could have been paralyzed. And I mean, before they hardly could get him off the field, people had memes up already. I'm like, man, y'all are just heartless.
That's how people is, man.
I said, people are just heartless, man.
People listening and out there,
Yeah.
This is your entertainment of the day. I appreciate it, coming through, listening.
All right, man. I know you want to talk about the biggest game release of the month. Coming Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that game. Microsoft, like, we don't own it yet, so technically it's not our game yet.
So what is it, man? Because I forgot, too, this is even coming out. But I'm not even that Overwatch person. But Overwatch 2 comes out Tuesday, apparently?
Yep.
What do you think's the lack of press around it? Like, why do you think it's not getting, like, that push?
That's kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe they just think it's like the old Sony effect, just the word of mouth.
Yeah.
If you're playing it already, the game got a loyal following.
Yeah.
You just assume, hey, we don't got to put money. Let's just save our money. And the game literally switches over. The game literally switches over to part two, basically like a Fortnite season.
So do you think it was necessary to have put Overwatch 2? Or could they just like had a Fortnite type thing where they like, well, we starting a new season of Overwatch and, just left it like that?
I don't know. I mean, to me, you don't need to put the part two on it because it ain't like you're getting money from it. It ain't like you're charging people $60 or $70 or whatever. It's a free to play. I see they got a starter kit or something like a starter pack out for like $39. You can buy it. Then you get your characters and stuff faster, but they not really promoting it as like, pushing it like to buy it. So there's no reason to put it part two on it.
Yeah.
So, and then it's like they took some of the they downgraded the game, with the player count, now it was down to 5 or 4 on 4, which that game is a pro, like a professional game played professionally. So now, everybody got to talk on their team that one person got to take the cut, now on these leagues they have. So, or they got a sub or play certain, tournaments or I seen the community mad about certain stuff. Like I seen like you 100 hours to get some of the original characters and. It's weird that nobody's talking about this game and Batman is around the corner, Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Cyberpunk just got fixed. People playing that a lot. Yeah. This is all these games. I think it's going to get pushed under the rug a little bit. People are just going to be, people might try it for a week or so.
I think they should have took a Fortnite approach and just like, announces like a new Overwatch season or something and maybe through like a big event for it. I don't know. They might be throwing a big event. I don't know. But maybe through a big event. Because I know, my kids play Fortnite, right? All of them, pretty much. And whenever these Fortnite seasons come out, man, they be at the dinner table. The new Fortnite season dropped, blah, 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 day. And this one got The Rock. And this one going to have, X-Men
everybody
in
know
it.
On Fortnite.
Yeah, everybody know
when always had something big and special. And then sometimes the game... it's done for a day or so. So, you'd be excited for, to see what happens.
So, I mean, Overwatch needs to take a page out of Fortnite book and just kind of, they should have just went that route instead of calling like a Overwatch 2. I think it might've confused people maybe a little bit, with the 2 on the end of it. Like, is this another game I got to buy or what's going on? My old game ain't gonna work no more.
They're not clear about it at all.
Like, yeah. So
they need to do a Nintendo. They need to do like a Nintendo Direct, like Nintendo be doing that a lot.
They could have did
dedicated to a game and tell you everything about it.
Yeah, they could have did something like that. So, you know, I'm pretty sure it's gonna do well. It's got a dedicated fan base, so it's gonna do well regardless. A dedicated, but
mad fan base right now.
Yeah, but it's gonna do well, and I mean, I'm not too worried about that. But they still could have rolled it out a little better, you know. Far
yeah, and it's no more one, so you know you're not gonna be able to continue doing that once Endgame come out is done. Like it's basically a season.
yeah. So it's
and your character's gonna be gone, and some of the characters you play will gonna be gone. You go what?
He log on.
I gotta play 100 hours to get this character. Like,
oh well. Anyway, man, let's go ahead and get into what you've been playing so we can get out of here. What you been doing this week? What you been playing?
We're gonna just make it quick for me. I just been playing Splatoon, grinding on that, and shoot, that's really it. Really, I mean, that's really it. You know, yeah. I played a little bit of Last of Us. Mm. I'm trying to beat that game and. You know, let me get into something too. Just let me be real about something real quick. I've been playing that Saints Row. I've been trying to play that Saints Row. I don't think Splatoon was the reason why I stopped playing.
Oh, you finally admit Saints Row is not that great of a game?
I've been playing. I every time I get into it, I do like a mission, and I just don't have the like the you know I just don't got that like hey let me play 4 or 5 missions. I just play one mission and be like, okay, you know. Why is he jumping like this, you know, or why does it move like this? Or, you know, I get off. So, I mean, I don't know. I seen little articles, which I don't want to get into everything because I didn't read them all the way. I just know that the company is not happy with the sales. I know officially.
Who, what?
They're not happy with the sales officially. So
of Splatoon?
No. I don't think Saints Row 1.
Yeah,
or,
man. Come on. They knew.
Getting a sequel, I don't think.
Look, Saints Row's been coming out a long time. They should know the game by now. They're second. They know what they are by now, right? And then they also knew by some of the things they did by toning down, like, the extremeness of it or whatever. They knew people.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people I see have some issue with it.
Yeah,
it's
they
like,
knew
oh,
people
not
was
funny
gonna,
as
exactly.
As it was. Or...
They should have known their fan base was going to have a problem with that. So, you know, hey, you make the game. Man, people gotta like read the room sometimes. You know what I mean?
They said it was a flop. Like right now, it's considered a flop right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it come to Game Pass or something, I'll play it. You know, like just, you know, I dip in, dip out or whatever, but it wasn't something I was gonna buy or whatever.
I think they're gonna go back and fall into like the easy way. They gonna go ahead and listen to people and just go ahead and do that remaster part 2, I think, next.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean that's what people. I mean, if you give people what they want, you know, why not? You know, if you could touch up the graphics, you know.
Yeah. So me this week, man, I've been playing Cyberpunk still. You know, enjoying my time with that a little bit. It's a cool little game, and I'm making a little progress on it. So been doing that.
What's with all the hype with that Netflix show leading up to like a million player count? On like Cyberpunk a day or something like that. Like
so
everybody's playing that game again.
Yeah, so they released Edge Runners, which is a Netflix show. It's an anime. And I think people just really like the show. I watched like 3 episodes of it.
Does it remind you of Cyberpunk? Why people play Cyberpunk?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got the Cyberpunk name. It's called Cyberpunk Edge Runners. And it just
some people think it's related or just the same.
no, it is related. It's related. And it takes place in Night City, like it, you know. And then it just kind of put a story to it because nobody, I really feel like nobody know the Cyberpunk story, even though you're playing the game. I know I don't. So it kind of put like a story to it, and it was a really good anime. I'm like 3 episodes into it. I'm gonna finish it out or whatever. But it just like engaged the hype more. Remember I started playing it like 2 or 3 weeks before that came out because it seemed fixed to me, so I started playing it.
Yeah, I was playing this because graphics
looked yeah, good. It looked yeah,
the
it looked
game
better.
Was already good.
Yeah,
the story
and it came
the game
back.
Was already good.
And but you know, this anime helped it out, man, gave it a big push. And you know, they.
I see the developer. He tweeted. They tweeted how as good as Cyberpunk is fucking back.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Well, remember that? So they tweeted out. I sent out a tweet. So they tweeted that he start crying. One of the developers start crying or something about when he got emotional when he was talking about how the game is back now and how long the development was. And I tweeted out, yeah, I wasn't trying to be mean, but I was like, look, I wish he was that emotional about making a game that worked when it came out, because
they wanted that money first. Yeah, that last
you can't
year.
Man, look, I'm just keeping it real, man. You can't be setting fires then put it out and then we come applaud you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you set the fire in the first place. Like, what you know, yeah. What I mean? So, but I'm happy the game's better. I'm enjoying Cyberpunk. I'm still trying to get used to the first person of it. Like, it sometimes I just wish I'd be like, man, if I could just
I told you what it looked like in third person.
You show me that third person.
I'm like, yeah, that's what y'all want.
I'm pretty sure it'd be a little more polished than that if they released it. But
that looked horrible.
I might add that clip to the video to
see. They were swinging with the bat, like.
If I find that video, you said I'm gonna add it to the video.
It was a mod
for PC or something somebody made. But the game is a good game. Like I say, I mean, you can kind of follow the story in and out, but it's a lot of twists and turns in it. And
what I get out of it is like, some of it is like, I know his like chipping his head.
Yeah, chipping his head.
He's affecting.
Yeah, he's dying.
What's real and what's not. And
yeah.
Some people whatever. Playing him, and you know, then you work with some people. And, it's one of those games like an RPG don't have like a full set like story like Zelda.
No, Zelda
is like a, you can piece this story. Hey, you helped this family yesterday, and you did this. Like, you know, it ain't like, you know, it got all link in one. Like, you know, like an Uncharted or.
And I get confused sometimes because, like, I just want to play the main mission. Like, I'm trying to beat the game, so I just want to play main mission. And I get a phone call like every 5 minutes, like, "Hey, could you come help me?" And I'm thinking like
GTA
a little bit, but GTA make it more clear that these are side missions. Like, some of this stuff be seeming like, man, maybe because like a girl I worked with, I don't know, well, you should have been at Panam or whatever her name is.
Or her friends get like,
yeah, the girl. So like after gotta,
I don't know if that's side missions or stories.
Yeah. So like. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, after I help her and everything, I'm on, like, my main mission with that Takanora guy or whatever. And then, like, she called me. She like, hey, I need your help. Come right now. And I'm like, nah, I'm good. She's like, it's a life and death situation. You need to come right now. So I'm like, man, is this a part of, like, the main thing? Should I go help her?
In that game, though, one thing about that game I like about that game is how you treat people is how they treat you sometimes. Like, when you need some help, they might turn on you when you know.
Well, she probably gonna turn on me because I showed left for to die. Whatever happened,
you
know, I was like, I'm good.
That game, they always be like, yeah, that person will remember this.
Yeah. You know, it's got that element. Yeah.
So but you might need some her and another.
I probably messed up with her though. I didn't fuck that all up. But it's fun. The game is fun. I mean, I might go play a little bit after this. and I also been playing, Spider-Man. I've been playing Spider-Man again, man. So I beat Spider-Man, like, I don't know, when it come out, 2016, 2017, something like that, 2018. So yeah. I think I beat it back then. And then I started replaying it because I really don't remember. Man, that game long. The game's long, and the game got a lot of like just stupid missions in it. Like, wait, it's a lot of filler.
This in the last like couple episodes, I heard you like they need to trim it down.
Man, they do. Man, the other day I'm playing a mission. They like, okay, I finished.
Like, let me go take my jacket off and take it to my apartment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You use it now. You plan with her to take it to the apartment.
Yeah, so like I finished the mission, and then they like, oh. My bag got thrown away. I need to go find my bag in the back of a trash truck. So I'm like, man. So I literally spent like 30 minutes going around the city to trash trucks looking for my lost bag. I find it. I beat a couple of guys. It's like, why is this here? Like, why do I have to do this? Where's all the bad guys? Like, I could be fighting a rhino or something right now. Like, what am I doing? Like, so
it's an RPG in it. They want to make it like a big, you know, like an open world. I mean,
That's what I don't. But the game's still fun. But what I liked about Miles Morales was it was like more straight to the point. You know, Miles Morales like just was straight to the point, and it had like same gameplay, if not a little better. But
it was better. Yeah. He had better powers.
Yeah. So, but it was, you know, everything you did was, you know, something to do with that story. You know what I mean? And yeah, I know it was only like 6 hours or 10 hours or something like that, or
it
whatever.
It was an add-on to that game. That's why it was straight up.
But man, I just wish Spider-Man was more straightforward sometimes, man. It's fun swinging around the city, but when you swinging around 30 minutes just looking trash trucks, it's like, come on, fam. Like, I don't want to do this. But it's fun. I pick up Spider-Man. You know, I pick it up. I play it. You know, put it down. Pick it up. You know, it's a game like that. It's fun. I might try to beat that again before part two come out. And then I've been working on God of War still. I don't know if I'm going to beat God of War, though. God of War is fun, man. But sometimes it get kind of old. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it gets not like repetitive or what. But I just get bored with it at times. And I'll be like, I'm done right here. And I just stopped playing it. But I'm going to try to beat it. I'm probably not going to beat it before God of War 2 comes out.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to keep plugging away until God of War 2 finally comes out. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much. And, of course, you know, my Switch, I've been playing the Turtles, you know. sit down on the couch, watch a TV, whatever. I'll pick that up, play a couple rounds of the Turtles. And you know what I realized this week, too, man? I probably play Mario Kart, like, once a week, like, every week. I still play, like, you know, a cup in Mario Kart.
I
still play
Mario Kart. I mean, that's a game that never gets old. Like, yeah. I haven't played it this week, but I played it a lot last week and the week before that and the week before that. Like, that game never gets old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. So, that's what I've been doing, man. That's been my game. And it's a big month. Going to drop some money on video games this month, man. I'm getting Modern Warfare 2 because I do like the third person. And I got a lot of coworkers and stuff want me to hop in and play. So I will be getting Modern Warfare 2. I'll be getting Gotham Knights this month too. So it's $70. so yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. Ghostbusters, I'm getting.
Hopefully, is Ghostbusters a is that like a is it like 5-4 versus one or? So yeah, that's what kind of game
got missions and the teams got missions. You got to try to trap them and get.
So
them
is there like a single player mode on there? Like
I'm not. I don't know. I don't play single player games at all. Like I don't play none of that with Jason or.
Yeah.
Single players be like tutorials basically.
So it's like a set story. So Ghostbusters is gonna be like a pretty much multiplayer. Is it gonna be like a Dead by Daylight type situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I seen a little like the cutscene, like the beginning trailer of it, and it's like Eugene. I think her name is Jean or something like that with the glasses. Yeah. They go in.
Yeah, Janine.
And, like, you talk to the Ghostbusters, and you got the one working at the library. Like they're doing their jobs from the movie, like what they did in the Afterlife movie. So they're like retired, and they got this new team, and you're the new team of Ghostbusters. So like you are, and it's like the missions are crazy. Like you know you got to stop the ghosts from. Doing different, you know, things, and then like they got so many levels from the movies and stuff like that.
So is it gonna be like you random or like you know you get thrown in, you might be the ghost, or you thrown in, you might be a teammate, that type of thing?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I know Day by Day, like you go with a team, but then Friday the 13th used to pick random, and this is the developer, you know, who did help Friday the 13th. So I don't know if it's gonna be like that. That's cool too, because sometimes it gives you that like you don't know, like hey, I might be the ghost this time. So
yeah,
you didn't know who was Jason. You know, it just randomized. You know, but when you play Day by Daylight, they had a different menu, so you went in as the killer and went into matchmaking, and then they would put you in a match with the survivors. So you know that was different. But Ghostbusters got different. I was looking at some of the ghosts, and they got different abilities. Where like they can some of them control moving stuff to make you scared and like they can make a cheer move and you be looking like but they got it's crazy because the thing about we're in a time where we can play as Ghostbusters and a person can actually throw the trap while you got to shoot them and get them you know stuck you know like, in the car like, that's crazy they got a game coming out like you know it's just like and it's only $40 you know. These games don't be full price.
Man, it's like Luigi's Mansion, man. They do that.
Luigi's Mansion did a damn good job. Nintendo ran with that Ghostbusters deal and was successful with it. And then
I still play that every now and then. Luigi's Mansion. I'm like over halfway done with that game. I've been playing it for since it came out.
They bought the company who makes that game now, so you know, I'm pretty sure there'll be a 3 somewhere down the line. But Ghostbusters will be. It's gonna be hopefully the servers are good and the game runs good, you know. Like everything I've seen on IGN, like they have playthroughs and stuff and it looks good, but they're not playing it. I don't know if they're playing it online, so but I think it has crossplay. You know, and then you know, it just goes in the same
man,
you
know, I really need to hook up. I know we talk good on here, but in reality, me and him never hook up in game through the week, Harley. I need to hook up with you so you can start sharing some of these games with me. So you can start screen sharing some of these games with me that I'm not gonna buy probably. What is game? Anything come out on Xbox this week coming to Game Pass? I mean, not
a
this.
A lot of these things are.
I mean, this month, like any big games this month.
A lot of these things you can catch on the store. Like I'll go to the store real quick. Like a lot of these things you can just catch on the store. Like I look and just be like, okay, PlayStation is a little bit better because they have a section where you can where it's coming soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then Xbox don't do that. Like they just gotta.
Well, they have a coming soon the Game Pass, but yeah, if you got the Game Pass app, they'll have like a coming soon the Game Pass. But I don't think it's any of those like. You know, like first day Game Pass games coming this month. I don't think
they
so.
They have
somebody said something about a game called Scorn. Anybody know about that? You know about that? Let me look that up. Scorn. I seen somebody talk about it. Let's see here. Scorn. First person horror game. Was that just, is it already out? Is this something somebody already playing or what? Let's see. Yes, I think it's coming this month. It's a first person horror game.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, Scorn.
But, well, it's pretty big coming out. I see on the store is Tiger Woods 2K23.
Let me see. So
NHL.
Yeah, it comes out October 14th called Scorn, a first-person horror game. I don't know how big it is. I don't know much about this, but it's a puzzle shooting survival game.
That's all I'm bad already.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see about it. I'll see you on the 14th.
Persona 5. Yeah, they got a lot of stuff coming out.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about like, you know, but, you know, first day on Game Pass type deals. I don't know.
Yeah, they got a list I seen, but it was nothing like big. They don't have nothing big no more coming out this year for Game Pass. Persona 5, I know is coming.
Yeah, Game Persona Pass, 5. So. Yeah, you don't play Personas, huh? I don't either.
I played the 5, the Battle Royale one I played, but that's like a Dynasty Warriors type game. It's not the traditional turn-based.
Yeah, I don't know. I started off with turn-based like back in the first Final Fantasy days and all that, but I don't know how much I'll be into it now. That's what's kind of stopped me from playing the new Yakuza games, Like a Dragon and all that, because I heard the turn-based.
Are they full turn-based?
That's what I heard. I heard they were turn-based. Let's see. So, okay. So, day one on Game Pass, you got Scorn that comes out 10/14. It looks pretty good. I'll put up a trailer in a video. And you got A Plague Tale Requiem. People say this game is really good. A Plague Tale. The first one's on Game Pass, I think. And people say,
yeah, I own that on PlayStation. That was one of the free games too.
Yeah.
The first one.
So it comes out 10/18. And yeah, people say that's good. And then you got
That's a good game. That's I hear it's good. I mean, everybody says it's good. I got that on my backlog. Like, that's part of the first one. I want to beat the first one before I play the second.
Yeah, Persona 4. We just talked about Persona 5 Royal is 10/21, October 21st. And then they got then the rest of this is farther out, November, December next year and all that. So yeah, so that's what's coming to Game Pass day and date this month. I might check out Scorn. I guess I need to go check out that first Plague Tale. I've been hearing forever that it's a real good game, but I just
it's
never checked it out.
It's a story-driven game. It has some action to it, and if you don't like rats, don't play it.
Yeah, I don't mind rats.
They said this one got like 1,000 on the screen or something like that at some point.
Damn. Okay.
I guess like the town is infested with rats. Yeah, or something. I mean, like, I don't know the full story.
I guess hence the name Plague Tale. I mean, I guess this is what it would be. All right, man.
I got it. This is on my backlog. Like, you know, I just got to beat some other stuff first.
All right, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Yeah, this is Audio Oddity, man. Thanks for listening. And hopefully we'll be back next week. Hopefully it'll be a little more than what we had this week.
You know what? Let's do something special next week. You know, let's do like a Halloween something. You know, maybe we'll talk about something or talk about.
Yeah. What about we do? Let's see. Yeah. I mean, it's October. How about we try to play like one horror game a week and talk about it? Like a horror. It's got to be a horror based game. We'll start this week. How about that?
I I gotta see if I even got some horror games. Man, I don't know.
You got Game Pass, don't you? I'm pretty sure there's something on there. That's only four horror games for the month. Actually, technically, yeah, we'll do this week. It's a be like three.
Talk about horror themes, like theme maybe, because a lot of these games got themes to them.
Okay, horror theme game.
If you play Apex, I know they have themes and
yeah, that's Fortnite. Fine. Okay, we'll do that. So it's got to be horror game or horror theme game, and we'll come back on next week and all the weeks following in October, and we'll talk about spooky games or whatever, whatever. All right.
To me, Grounded is spooky enough with spiders and stuff.
I'll count. No. But you, yeah,
I'll jump instantly.
Long as you keep that arachnophobia mode on, it's cool. All right, man. Everybody, thanks for listening, and everybody out there, y'all be well.